Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Martinique gendarmes intercept stolen bikes and other items destined for St. Lucia. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. Martinique law enforcement officers have intercepted several stolen items loaded for shipment to St. Lucia. On Monday and Tuesday evening, investigators seized two loads of the stolen property in southern Martinique and arrested a St. Lucia national. According to St. Lucia Times, quoting reports from Martinique, the property included motorbikes, boat engines, food, medicines, telephones, cigarettes, alcohol, and clothing. For more than a week, Martinique had seen violent unrest as residents protested against the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and a trade union coalition launched a general strike. The unions were calling for, among other things, an end to the vaccine mandate, salary increases, and lower gas prices. People set property on fire, blocked roads, and looted stores amid the social unrest. And media reports indicated that several St. Lucians took part in the looting. But with the arrival of reinforcements from France, the French Caribbean island has returned to some semblance of calm. Murder suspect and now infamous prison escape artist Orville Pennell was due to face Jamaica courts relating to his extradition to St. Lucia on December 6. He has been on the run since December 1st, 5 months after he was initially picked up by Jamaica police acting on an arrest warrant from their St. Lucian counterparts. NBC Prime News in Castries has the latest on Pennell, who is facing a murder charge in St. Lucia.
The unfolding investigation into Pennell's apparent jailbreak has led to allegations of a $52,000 bribe offered to Jamaica prison officers and a missing jail cell key. Pennell escaped from the Babono police station more than a year ago on October 19, 2020. Then Commissioner of Police Severin Moncherry publicly issued a 2-week deadline to have a report on the jailbreak on his desk. On December 7, 2021, NBC Prime reached out to the police force for an update. We were told the investigation is still, quote, pending. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Observer has uncovered a series of questionable events leading to Pennell's disappearance from the Kingston Central lockup facility. Jamaica Observer sources say the inmate offered bribes to inmates and prison officers to supply him with tools to supposedly help him cut his way to freedom. Pennell was moved at least 3 times, but a transfer request to a more secure detention center was denied, according to Jamaica Observer's special investigation. The Jamaica Observer also reports a key for Pennell's holding cell mysteriously went missing. The inmate openly bragged about having a, quote, golden key to freedom to other detainees, but no action was taken. Orville Pennell, according to the investigation, virtually walked out of his cell and out of the Kingston Central lockup facility. So did Orville Pennell get help during his escape from the Babono police station?
Information is the suspect was in a cell at Babono along with 4 other prisoners, and he was able to saw the bars of the cell and made his way out of the cell.
Now, following Pennell's escape, the Jamaica Constabulary Force announced 3 officers who were on duty at the time have been transferred pending the findings of a criminal investigation. Meanwhile, the family of 28-year-old Cleus Alfred will have to wait longer before the alleged killer is finally brought to justice again. Rihanna Isidore, NBC Prime.
Now for the latest on COVID. The virus is said to be leading to heart problems. More on this from Jamaica's TVG News.
Studies have shown that COVID-19 can lead to long-term health problems affecting organs like the heart. Consultant cardiologist Dr. Victor Elliott says 10% of persons who have recovered from the virus now suffer from a heart condition known as myocarditis. This is inflammation of the heart muscle.
The virus infects the heart. This is one thought, that the virus infects the heart muscle itself. And so your immune system responds to the virus in the muscles of the heart, and that causes the inflammation. Another thought is that your immune system attacking the virus, say in your throat or in your nose, but because your immune system is activated, it also, for some reason, also attack the muscles of the heart, causing the inflammation.
Among the symptoms include chest pain and shortness of breath.
If the inflammation is very severe, causing the muscle walls to get weak and not to pump well, you go into what we call heart failure. So that's one way in which it can kill you. The other way, as I said, it makes you prone to irregular rhythms, what we call arrhythmias. And we know from this by now that once you start to develop arrhythmias with COVID, your rate of death goes extremely high. The arrhythmia induced by the myocarditis is usually fatal.
Dr. Elliott recommends that persons experiencing symptoms should seek urgent medical attention. They must first do an echocardiogram to assess the heart before undergoing treatment. But importantly,
rest is very important in recovering from somebody with recovering from myocarditis, not going out and being too active until the heart gets time to recover. Sometimes the doctor will put you on medications such as aspirin, high-dose aspirin, or other anti-inflammatories that will help to settle the inflammation of the heart until you recover.
Despite the concerns, Dr. Elliott notes that it is safe for persons with myocarditis to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines is reportedly just days away from exporting its first legal shipment of medicinal cannabis. Finance Minister Camilo Gonzalez describes the move as a great accomplishment for the country.
And that is a phenomenal accomplishment. There are a lot of countries in this region talking about ganja exports and freeing up the weed and all sorts of things. But when they try to sell it, they realize that the legislative framework they put in place doesn't allow them to sell cannabis internationally, doesn't allow them artisanal farmers and their traditional growers to export marijuana. Implemented legislation that is fully compliant with international law. You remember when Minister Caesar was doing this, there were some people out there saying, man, free up the thing. Weed for everybody. How much plants? You know, 6 plants in every house. And how much this and how much that, and just leave everything so. But we were never trying to just make it easier for people in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to smoke weed.
The prevalence of gender-based violence has remained fairly high over the last 10 years. That's according to 2 experts. TTT News has more on this.
The prevalence of gender-based violence has remained fairly high, according to Associate Vice President of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, Dr. Joe Puri. Dr. Puri raised the issue at the closing ceremony of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence held in Rome on Wednesday.
3 women, around 736 million people are subject to physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner or sexual violence from a non-partner during their lifetimes. What is worst is that this number has remained largely unchanged over the past decade.
Another participant in the event, Deputy Director General of the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, Maria Helena Semedo, says young women and girls are more at risk during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Dependence on digital communication is revealing a dark side, as girls and young women are particularly affected by online harassment and cyberbullying.
Dr. Puri noted, women in low and middle income countries are at greater risk of being victims of gender-based violence.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 10th December. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.